Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Biden administration is authorizing $60 million for cleanup of the Baltimore Bridge that collapsed this week. Six people were killed. The disaster has closed the port of Baltimore and cut off a vital interstate highway in Maryland. Sebastian Bryan chairs the Civil Engineering Department at the University of Kentucky. He says authorities will rebuild the bridge, but it will be expensive.
The original bridge was built about 47 years ago. It cost about $60 to $70 million to build. And it took about 5 years to build. Today, you're talking about $350 million to $600 million to replace. And I would imagine because it's such a critical bridge, it will be most likely fast-tracked. And so it will take probably about 2 to 3 years to rebuild.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Tennessee is rolling back police reforms passed after the death of Tyre Nichols in January 2023 following an encounter with Memphis police. For member station WPLN, Mariana Bacallao reports, Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee signed the measure that prevents local governments from passing police reforms.
The city of Memphis passed several ordinances changing how police officers interact with drivers. One measure banned pretextual traffic stops when an officer pulls someone over for a minor violation. Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, says those traffic stops are used against Black motorists.
Our son got pulled over for a pretextual stop, and he ended up murdered. So you tell us, should we continue to keep having these pretextual stops? Because at the end of the day, my stop and your stop are two different stops.
Tennessee Republicans say the rollback will make the state safer. Critics say the law takes autonomy away from local governments. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacallao in Nashville.
The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized the strictest ever limits on greenhouse gas emissions from tractor trailers and other heavy vehicles. The news is being celebrated by clean air groups as a win for the climate and human health. NPR's Camille Domonoski reports the trucking industry is challenging the feasibility of the EPA rules.
These limits pair with previously announced rules to cut heavy-duty soot and smog. Reverend Lennox Yearwood is a climate justice advocate.
Democrat, Republican, Independent, we all deserve clean air.
The EPA tweaked the rules to kick in more gradually than first proposed. The American Trucking Association is still opposed. Jacqueline Gilb with the trade group says the tech hasn't been proven yet.
We just have serious concerns.
Another concern is charging. Manufacturers say they will make zero-emission heavy trucks, but can't control how quickly fleets buy them. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Syria is reporting airstrikes have hit its northern city of Aleppo. The Syrian government is blaming Israel. The Israeli military has not commented. Syrian officials say several people have been killed and wounded. An opposition group not based in Syria claims the strikes hit sites used by Hezbollah militants. Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel. A new report finds social media companies have collectively made nearly 100 changes to their platforms to comply with regulations in Britain. NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports the changes are designed to make online spaces safer for children.
The UK's Children's Code, which went into effect in 2020, is aimed at improving online safety for kids. Since then, social media companies have announced tweaks to their platforms to meet those standards. For example, Instagram announced it would filter comments considered to be bullying. The changes are also intended to help kids put away their screens. For example, TikTok is putting a curfew on push notifications for minors after a certain time at night, depending on their age. Last year, California passed a law to improve online safety for kids that was modeled after the British standards, but it's been blocked by a federal judge. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Pope Francis is set to lead a service at the Vatican later today. It's an observance of the Good Friday holiday. Pope Francis started the religious observance of days leading up to Easter yesterday. He visited a women's prison in Rome and washed the feet of a dozen inmates. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.